Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's listen to Jed Hoyer, who talked at the GM meetings.
As the GM meetings wrap up in California.
About the offense in the second half.
I was really pleased with how that group played the second half of the season. I thought our offense was good. You know, our defense was good. Considering the wind, I thought we produced well.
You sure about that? You sure about that? That's why?
Hey, Lawrence, they were 8th in MLB in OPS in the second half. That's pretty good. 6th in the National League in OPS in the second half, especially considering the wind.
Look.
The wind. Why do you have to drop in the wind? Just say that you were happy with the second half. You can make that case. You don't need to tell us the wind was an issue.
Something in this field could be releasing the chemical into the air when there's too many of us together. Let's just stay ahead of the wind.
I've already heard Jed Hoyer talk about it too much. Already. And I don't want to hear it anymore.
Part one of a CBS Sunday night movie, Gone with the Wind.
Hey, man, they were going against the wind. See an old team running
against the wind.
Do you even like Bob Seger?
I listen to The Wind and it falls far
great
below.
Song.
Thank you, Les. For God's sakes, thank you.
Considering the wind, I thought we produced well.
The wind is really windy.
Rick, can you hear me?
I can't hear you, Rod.
Okay, but you're answering the question, so I think you can hear me.
No, I can't.
Rick, do you think there's any danger to the average person out there?
I'm afraid for the animals of New York, Rod. I saw a woman and her dog never touched the ground.
You're saying wind gusts as fast as a supersonic jet.
It looked like she was walking a dog balloon.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Wind. It's a huge part of the strategy of the Cubs front office. Yeah, whatever. It is Spiegel and Holmes. That man is Matt Spiegel. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We are here with you until 6 o'clock today. We've got a lot to do, too. Patrick Manley is going to be on the show at 4 o'clock. Before that, though, we're going to turn the page.
Yes, sir. Time to look at the New England Patriots for all they are worth. And as always, a look at the North.
Are you saying that our page turning to New England Patriots is like one of those pages that ends a chapter where it's very short?
Right. There's like half a paragraph on the top of the page. Oh, look at Robbie now. He's ready with the page turn sound effect
In the seat.
You know
he is
why?
In for Tanny today.
It's because I glared at him like three times last week when he didn't have
turn
the page.
Yeah, I got the hint from
yeah,
that.
You saw that. That's right. A little nonverbal communication. I'm like DJ Moore. I communicate with my body in various ways. My body language. No, Turn the Page will be imbued with the thoughts of my buddies, my college guys, the Boston boys, who are watching every Patriots game and dissecting it. I went to them instead of like, usually.
They're still watching them?
Yo, dude, they're watching everything. And they bonded for 20 years of Brady. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They had that, so they're watching the post.
Speaking of Brady, we're going to hear from Brady inside of this hour to further a conversation that we've had about quarterback development. I think it's good to kind of put this file together because I'm still convinced that no one really knows how to do it, but it'll be fun hearing his perspective on that whole thing. And the Bears quarterback spoke today. Like that's something that we need to discuss because, look, things have been bad. Things have been and Caleb over the last 2 weeks has only completed 49% of his passes. So it looks like regression, and people are kind of mixed on whether or not you should say that word or not when it comes to what you've seen with Caleb Williams so far. Why don't we hear what Caleb thinks about everything, including his own development?
Caleb, what have you made of your chemistry or lack thereof with DJ through the first 8 games in terms of trying to be more consistently on the same page where you're throwing it?
Yeah, obviously it's not in a place from the past games, a place where we would like it. Both of us, it's frustrating because you got a guy so special and not being able to connect and hit on certain passes is frustrating for myself. And I know it's frustrating for him because as a wide receiver, especially, you only get but so many chances, so many times the ball, comes your way in a game. And things like that. So, I wouldn't put it past them that it's frustrating. But we got to figure it out. That's the whole point about football, is figuring out why things are certain ways and finding ways to overcome or get better at them.
Caleb, I know that like sacks are viewed as a team thing. It's all 11 with protection and all of that, but like you're the recipient of the negative results of that. How do you combat that, not breaking your the amount of hits you're taking, not breaking your confidence?
Breaking my confidence. I think one, I understand that it's part of the game. That's the defense's job, is to get me down. I do understand also that I have to do better at certain times of getting the ball out, understanding the situation. It may be a third down, and those are times where you may hold the ball longer. But if there's something underneath that can get us a first down instead of trying to hit one of the outs or the bench routes or the dagger routes and things like that. You take the check down, give it to one of your guys in space and let them go to work. I think I can do a better job with that. And then I think also just over time, I know this is a thing, but over time just, I've gotten better, been better with protections and things like that. I think Coleman's helped out a lot and things like that with protections. And so us just finding ways, and then within that, myself finding ways to be better.
When you see the throwing inaccuracy on film, is it puzzling to you? I mean, that has not been part of your game historically until an issue now. Yep. What do you make of it? What's it like for you to sit and watch yourself on film?
Yeah, it's frustrating because, like you said, it's I've worked hard over the years of start of when I wanted to become a quarterback, of accuracy being the most important thing. I still pride myself on that. And so not being accurate, not being on time with things is frustrating just because, like you said, I kind of, it's kind of been my thing, something I've been at least pretty solid at. And right now I'm not as solid as I've been, not as solid as I pride myself on, definitely going to get there. We're going to get there. I'm going to get there. But I think it starts with me. And then it boils down from there.
Yeah. I saw this morning, and it dovetails with what we've seen all year, Lawrence. Caleb Williams has more off target throws, 58, than any quarterback in the NFL. And he had 9 of them on Sunday. So he's up to 58. It's more than any quarterback, and he's only played 8 games. Some quarterbacks have played 9.
When you hear him talk about not taking the layups, too, Matt Bowen went through the tape, and that's what he kept seeing, is that there were opportunities. Like, and Caleb's big game hunter. Like, and I like that about his game, that he is trying to get that chunk play. But sometimes you got to let your guys get you the chunk play.
For sure.
Where it might just be a six-yard reception and let that guy rumble for a few more yards to move the chains or to make it so that you're not three and out or that you end up in a third and long situation. So he is aware. It's really cool to hear that, like, that level of awareness on that and the inaccuracy. The way that Leisure framed that question, I thought, was great.
Yeah, agreed. By the way, I thought Caleb was going to break there for a second. He said, like, break my confidence. Because I'm looking forward to when he does break from sort of what has become obvious as, like, a very prepared and practiced, very careful kind of delivery. And I get it. You know, it's an important spot, and you're a young man, and you've learned a way to do it. But I thought he was going to snap a little angry there.
Seem to do that. But,
no.
But maybe we'll see you down the road.
Down the road, right?
Because DJ Moore didn't used to do that, and now he seems to kind of does. I wanted to run this by you and see what you think about it, Spiegs. I was watching NFL Live yesterday, and they did a whole section on the Bears. And Dan Orlovsky, who I think is really good at this, he kind of went in on Shane Waldron. Take a listen.
Dan, what's going wrong on the offensive side for Chicago?
One, pass game concepts that make absolutely no sense. Two, a lack of timing from the quarterback to receivers. Three, the quarterback still chasing the big ball. Number one, the pass game concepts that make no sense, okay? We start with a bunch concept up here, three guys, and then a single receiver. Now, you're going to watch, and I want everyone, I'm going to freeze this for everybody to see what the life with the quarterback is, okay? As I freeze this, you have one, two, three, four pass catchers for the Chicago Bears. Realistically, in what, a 6 yard by 6 yard box, there's no way that I can make any type of decision as a quarterback on who is open and who's covered. The Cardinals actually have more guys at the party than I do. This is a bad pass game concepts. And what happens is Caleb Williams has no idea where to throw the football. I'm going to throw it out of bounds. Wasted rep. That's one clip. There's multiple on their offensive tape like that. Number two, timing and rhythm in their offense when it comes to Caleb's feet, okay? DJ Moore up top, Trips at the bottom. I want everyone to pay attention to Caleb right now. Caleb's going to catch this shotgun snap, and as he catches it, you're going to see this. So Caleb is ready to throw right now, okay? He is staring there. I want everyone at home to pay attention. Okay, he's not looking for the football, and then these two guys are not looking for the football. So as the quarterback is ready to throw the football, the three main pass-catching targets aren't capable of receiving that football because they're not looking. So Caleb is going to get off DJ Moore from the top, and he's going to reset in the pocket, okay? I don't mind that. He resets in the pocket, and now, instead of climbing up into this pocket, now, this is man-to-man coverage. It's easy for the quarterback to see man-to-man coverage with the free safety middle of the field. Instead of resetting, climbing that pocket, and maybe getting to another receiver, and again, I don't think this pass game makes any sense when it comes to the scheme. You have a little out route. Keenan's being creative with this route. I don't necessarily know what Rome is doing, maybe trying to win on the vertical, but instead of climbing up, one of the things that stinks as a quarterback against man coverage is just throwing a check down that is a stationary check down. He's just going to throw that. I mean, that's covered. I mean, why? Go be creative. Go climb the pocket. Do something. That's another wasted rep. The last 2 weeks, this is a broken pass game. There are way too many pass game concepts that I watch on tape. I go, I have no idea what they're doing. I have no idea where the quarterback should throw the football. The quarterback doesn't have an idea where he should throw the football. The timing is broken right now. And then Caleb still chases the big ball. I think that'll get coached out of his game, but it's a myriad of issues in their pass game.
My goodness. Yeah, I mean, sometimes those breakdowns are about specific plays, and as we translate them to radio, you're like, well, it's only just a couple of plays. But he was general enough. Salute, by the way, salute general enough. Dan Orlovsky was to make you understand what he thinks of this offense overall. And the thing is, Lawrence, that man is not alone. Shane Waldron is being discussed league-wide as a problem, a serious, serious problem. And it's, I mean, the opportunity for development is not there in a lot of ways as Caleb is dealing with some horrendous offensive scheming, according to lots of analysts around this league.
It's really wild when you think about... what's being asked of him to do, and how it, even when you see it, like, I love that what Dan did, and I, hopefully we'll talk with him tomorrow. That's the plan. What he did is simplify it so that anyone who's ever watched football could be like, oh, that's not good. And I think Bears fans, for the most part, have been like, oh, that's not good. But now you get some reasons why it's not good and why it's not productive and why it's not working. Mm-hmm. And then you can add that to whatever the quarterback is going through, too, where I do think he is a little sped up. And I said this earlier in the year, I feel like those guys need to get to where he's at. And one of those illustrations by Dan kind of makes me feel better about that, because the idea of him being ready to throw and no one turning their head around is interesting to me.
Yeah, no, it is. I know when we come back, let's squeeze in the Stacey Dales from this morning who brought up the first 15. She's the one who broke that and got us all talking about that, and you caught that a few weeks back. She furthered the offensive discussion, and we'll hear Tom Brady on quarterback development on Spiegel & Holmes next on The Score.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Spiegel & Holmes.
The woo people are out.
Thanks for playing some Wu Tang. That made me feel good.
Chilling with my man Rusty. Ghost is a beast.
Wu Tang is for the children.
Afternoons on The Score.
What do you need from Matt and Shane that would help you going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to keep growing, keep communicating. I think, you know, for myself, I want to be better. I want to be able to help this team win. I want to be able to help Chicago Bears reach their goals at the end of the season that we all have, that I've had, that I'm, you know, going to keep having. And so, you know, I think we all got to do a better job putting ourselves in position.
I think that is fair, although it seems pretty clear that there is one person more than maybe the others that are struggling with putting everyone in position, Speaks.
I think so. Shane Waldron is a problem, man, and the whole league is talking about it. Stacey Dales is really good at her job, super well-connected.
Yes, she is.
Isn't she? As super well-connected, too. Talks to people, works those sources, asks for help when she doesn't understand something, and then tells you about it, which is like an awesome thing for a connected reporter to discuss.
Those are usually when, like, the best relationships are forged.
Yeah, of course, because somebody's like, oh, good for you. You're looking for info, just because you want to understand it. Right? Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. And she was, of course, in London a few weeks back for the Jacksonville game. And that is some of the context of the way she talks about the Bears offense. This morning with David Haw, she did the Lions and the Packers game in Green Bay. So she watched the Bears on tape, and this was her reaction to what the offense looked like against Arizona.
I mean, when I watched the game back yesterday, because I was in Green Bay for, you know, what was a very interesting divisional game between the Lions and Packers on Sunday. I sent a couple of clips to, you know, analysts that I trust and just to break down what I saw and to make sure I wasn't crazy. There's precision on routes isn't there. Timing on routes isn't there. Concepts are odd. And then when I look at, you know, back at the game and watched it, and to see a guy in Cole Kmet, and now I understand the offensive line is banged up, so you're going to have your tight ends involved in pass pro and, you know, what have you. But for Cole Kmet, who to me is one of the best tight ends in the game, to not get a single target against Arizona is perplexing, to say the least.
How can Caleb Williams turn his season around?
I just think he has to get on the same page as the play caller. If Shane Waldron's the play caller, like, I don't know what the identity is. I really don't. Like, sometimes they run it, sometimes they throw it. But Caleb Williams right now has a 24 passer rating on deep passes. 24 passer rating. Wow. On deep passes. 14% of his pass attempts have been 20-plus air yards. So he's not throwing it downfield a whole lot, but then is he? Like, that's the third highest in the NFL. So why is he throwing it downfield? Like, if there's that much of a disconnect and divide, like, again, I went back and watched the game yesterday, David. He had an underneath to Cole Kmet, and he opted to throw it on one of those 20-plus air yard throws, and it was an incompletion. Like, what is the disconnect between he and is he doing some of the things he wants to do in the offense? I don't know. Because what I hear publicly is that Shane Waldron's going to run the ball with Doug Kramer again. So I don't root for anybody in the league. I am very unbiased in how I approach the game because I cover all 32 at any given moment. But I do feel like I cover the Bears a lot, and I hear fans, and I'm in Chicago. I live here. What is Shane Waldron doing?
Wow.
This is an excellent question by Stacey Dales.
That first part where she's talking about sending clips to analysts, and they're like, oh, yeah, the route timing's bad. The route concepts are bad. Like, everything is off. That's scary, man.
And think about what she was watching, too. She was watching Jared Goff go 18 of 22 and have a passer rating of 109 in the game that they won against Green Bay. So she's watching one of the guys that's playing the QB spot at the highest level this year. And then when she gets home, and she's also watching another quarterback who's really exciting but makes a lot of fatal mistakes. But then she gets home and she watches the Bears offense, and it's like, what is happening here?
Yes, and she's the one who broke that story about the first 15 not being something that Waldron did, because players were talking to her. This morning she referenced a conversation she had on the field in London with a Bears person who was saying, yeah, we're learning stuff every week. We're learning new stuff every week. And it was clearly the tone and the way she was talking about it was like, that was some exasperated person who's like, Waldron has given us new stuff every damn week instead of
perfecting stuff that they might be good at.
Yes. Like, he's just pulling whatever he thinks, oh, this might work, or maybe this might work. And he's just kind of flailing and trying to be clever, which is what it looks like in certain plays. And she is among many thoroughly exasperated by Waldron saying, yeah, he would call that play again to Doug Kramer at some point.
So I don't want to gloss over the fact that in there's also questions about what Caleb is choosing to throw.
Absolutely.
Like when Bowen breaks it down or Losky says it.
Yes.
And now you have Stacey Dales saying, hey, there's free cheese out there. Why aren't you taking the free cheese?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And she references it there, that Kmet's sitting there underneath, and he instead chooses to go down the field for what? Make a hero throw? Try to get a chunk because he thinks he needs to because he doesn't believe in what they're doing overall? I don't know.
I think that he's hardwired that way. And like I was saying earlier, I don't think that's a bad thing. I just think that there are times when you have to say, okay, like this, I'm not connecting on those balls with the air yards of 20 yards or more. Like, I'm not doing that. So why not take the easier play? Why not give your guy an opportunity to make a play for you? And ideally, a tight end, the position of tight end is kind of known for that. And then specifically, Cole Kmet.
He's great at it. He's absolutely great at it. This is not the future we were promised. This
is right. Promised jetpacks.
So when you say that, when you've historically said we were promised jetpacks, it's a euphemism for this is not the future we were promised, essentially,
yeah.
Right?
We were promised jetpacks, and yeah. We don't have it. Now you saw Back to the Future 2. There are no hoverboards. Well, I mean, there are now, but they're bad.
I love the end of Back to the Future 1. It was like, oh, you can put anything in here now. And it's just like putting banana peels. Like, you don't need to get the plutonium anymore to charge up the DeLorean.
Where we're going, there are no roads.
Almost got that Lego for Ruben yesterday. Back to the Future DeLorean.
Has he seen it?
It's a great question. It's a great question.
Thanks, Dad. What is this?
Because, I mean, that movie has also got some weirdness that has to be explained. Like, so the mom is trying to make out with the son.
Yeah. Don't take Leah Thompson away from me. All right, we got to take a break. We got to take a break, sir.
No, because we got to turn the page.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
We will turn the page? Question mark next here on The Score.
What is Shane Waldron doing?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.